The Chafetz Chaim used to tell the Talmidim that Napoleon would line up the soldiers and tell them, whoever doesn't want to be a general should get out of here. Because if you don't aspire for greatness, you're not going to succeed. You're not going to help me win the wars if you don't want to be great one day. Rav Avadya would also say that whoever doesn't want to be a Talmid, and Chafetz Chaim, Rav Avadya would quote, also said that whoever doesn't want to be a Gadol Hador should get out. What are you trying to accomplish in yeshiva if you're not aspiring for greatness? The Torah is nicknamed B'Talmud. The very first kinyan is a person has to learn a tremendous amount. And learning a tremendous amount means that there are no limits on time, explains the Maharal. And like the Levush says in Hilchot Birkot HaTorah, there's no Beracha Achrona on learning Torah. Because a person learns Torah until he falls asleep. There is no limits on time. A person always has to be learning Torah as much as he can. It shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we love him, we're so interested in him, and knowing everything about him. And it becomes a part of us. Rav Avadya used to learn for even the few minutes it took for his family to get things together. And when he came home on Friday night from shul, until they were ready for Shalom Aleichem, he would just learn another Amud. And like that, he was misaim many Masechtot. Rav Avadya used to be found by the bookcases in Torat Yosef. Rav Shalom Cohen testifies, always writing as much as he could, taking notes on everything he learned at the age of 15. There's no end to learning Torah. A person has to always learn as much as a person can, and through that, he'll become great in Torah learning. And despite the distractions, a person has to learn. Rav Salaman Mutsafi, Rav Ben Zion Mutsafi's father, recalls how Erev Pesach used to run the matzah bakery in the Bukharim section of Yerushalayim Yerachodesh, and one year Rav Avadya came to bake matzot on Erev Pesach, but he wasn't noticed by the baker. So he sat down outside, pulled out a Shulchan Aruch, and started learning Hilchot Pesach. Rav Mutsafi noticed this and quickly, made sure that Rav Avadya could be put in front of the line and taken care of, because he can't waste this Talmid Chacham's time. But he noticed three things. That Rav Avadya, as much as he knows, is still reviewing Shulchan Aruch. Rabotai, it's so important to do Chazara. 101 times is greater than 100 times. You have to make sure that our Chazarot, our good Chazarot, we're paying attention, and that it's like it's munach bekis, it's like it's in our pockets. The Vilna Gaon explains, pockets means that you can always check and make sure that it's there. A person is always checking to make sure that he remembers this, that he has this. How much money do I have in my wallet? A person should always check, make sure he has his credit cards. Make sure you always know your Gemara. Doing Chazara non-stop. And Rav Avadya used to do Chazara non-stop. He would learn a daf of Gemara numerous times, dozens of times, until he had a connection with it, a spiritual connection with it, and then he would move on. And he could remember it decades later, as if he learned it yesterday. That was observation number one. He's still reviewing Shulchan Aruch as much as he knows. Observation number two, Rav Salman Mutsafi noted about Rav Avadya, is that he still carries a Shulchan Aruch on Erev Pesach wherever he goes. And he opens it. He still carries a Shulchan Aruch on Erev Pesach wherever he goes. And because he knows that Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. It's greater than anything else, Talmud Torah. And number three, he's able to concentrate. Despite all the noise and the smoke and the behala of Erev Pesach, Rav Avadya was able to concentrate on his Torah learning despite all of that. It's so important to realize a person is always a Talmud. They're called Talmidei Chachamim. Not Chachamim, but Talmidei Chachamim, the Ben Ish Chai says. Because they know that Ezeu Chacham, Halomed Mikol Adam, are always a Talmud. You're always learning, and you always have to know everything. You have to know Mikra, Mishnah, Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, Midrashim, Halakha. Person can't say, I only know this and it's enough. I know this part very well and it's enough. Hashem wants us to know everything. And we have to know it all very well. Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. It's greater than all the korbanot. There's so many psukim in Tanakh. It accomplishes more than the korbanot accomplish. And therefore, Ezad Hashem, our Torah learning should be olel ratzon b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should improve our Torah learning even more, even though we're not physically in yeshiva. Hashem should see that we want to be learning His Torah. And see how much we love him that as we learn his Torah, and open the doors of our yeshivot once more, so we should learn B'Talmud and be Kone Torah. Bezat Hashem.